Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Boland.
Joining me in studio is Senator Suzanne Geis from Lincoln, Nebraska, and it's great to have her. Senator Geis, just recently, LB 252, Truth in the Lottery, your priority bill passed.
It did. Yay. We got something very positive passed just a few days ago.
And what's wonderful is people across the aisle all agree that we need truth about the odds of winning the lottery, don't we?
We do. I felt strongly about this bill because, well, for one thing, and this sounds very ignorant, and in fact it was, when I received all the information about this bill, I did not realize that the lottery is actually an agency of the government. So that was news to me. Therefore, requiring odds to be displayed on all advertising, whether spoken or broadcast or written, I think is just it was an easy push over the line. And so it was passed, almost unanimously, bipartisan support. No one spoke against it. It was very well received.
And I'm so excited because it's headed to the governor's desk for signage.
It is. So hopefully we'll be having a signing day pretty soon.
That's great. I know we here at Nebraska Family Alliance, we always are very concerned about gambling. And the beautiful thing about this piece of legislation is it informs people, because oftentimes, sadly, gambling, particularly the lottery, often preys upon the poor, the elderly, and the disenfranchised, doesn't it?
It does. And Karen, that was my real motivation of bringing the bill. Often people in a bad financial situation find themselves looking for a quick fix, and displaying odds of winning, the hope is that it gives a dose of reality to that individual who is looking for a quick fix.
And that gambling, the lottery, it's not the quick fix. To learn more about LB 252 and its passage, visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org and check out Bill Trackers.